Blog Talk Radio.
Your normally scheduled broadcast has now been canceled. Please stand by for this important announcement. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, Brilliant Ideas Radio presents Grills Gone Wild, hosted by your two favorite bad boys of Foodie Radio. And now, here are your hosts, hailing from parts unknown, it's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, also hailing from parts unknown, he just may be the great Canadian Sasquatch, it's Crispy. The studio number is 714-242-5272.
Hey, this is Great Ideas out there in Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. I forgot to press the button to turn our mics on, so we had a little delay there. Are you there, Crispy? Good evening out there in Florida.
Yes, good morning from Orlando at 12:01 a.m. That's right. Oh, yeah.
I guess this idea of drinking vodka before you go on live is not a good idea, especially if you don't push the mic. But we shall move forward. And how's everything in Florida out there at midnight tonight?
So far, the neighborhood's quiet so far. Will depend on how many more drinks I have, and maybe I'll just run up and down the street in a pair of Speedos, cowboy boots, and a tube top, screaming and crying like a little girl. You never know.
I understand you've been having some fun out there with your neighbors. It sounds like that there's some eviction notices flying around and the policemen showing up. Sounds like, are you living in the ghetto there in Florida? What's going on?
No, I actually don't live in the ghetto. I think my landlord just doesn't properly screen tenants. But the drunk skank that lives across the courtyard, she's gone. She's no longer there. And
no more fun.
Yeah, no more fun. The noisy buffoons upstairs, apparently, they got an eviction notice yesterday. So maybe I'll have some cool neighbors. I mean, the girl across the street's pretty cool, Melissa. She's pretty cool. But the rest of the neighbors in Hellrose Place, not so much, no.
Hellrose Place. Well, I was thinking about you today. I was listening to some comedy routines on YouTube, and it made me think of what's going on out there in Florida in your neck of the woods and your neighborhood. And I thought we'd play a little bit of Johnny Reap and his whole bit about property rights. So sit back and listen. And this might sound a little familiar to you out there in Florida.
It just
love that small town. We're a little bit touchy about our property. And we ain't shy about it either. You ever try to tell somebody what to do from a small town if you happen to be standing in their yard? That does not work out good at all. Go, well, hey, man, I live next door. Y'all's music's really loud. I just need you to turn it down a little bit. Whoa, 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 whoa. What'd you say? Oh, hell no. No. I got this. No. Listen. You listen to me. This is my house. I can do what I want over here, buddy. This is private property. I own everything over here, including the sound waves. Hey, like that apple. Crank it up, Randy. God forbid you call the cops on them, man. You call the cops on those dudes for the next 2 hours. This is all you're going to hear. This is my house. He can't tell me what to do in my house. If I want to keep a bobcat in my coat closet, I'm going to do that. if I want to use a flamethrower to light my garbage on fire, I'm going to do that. It's my house. I know the law. That's what happens when we get arrested. We all turn into amateur lawyers. You can't come in here without a search warrant. It's in the Constitution, man. 44th Amendment says I have the right to do whatever the hell I want in my house. All right? You see, I'm the speaker of this house, and you don't get a vote. And I know my memoranda rights. I know them. Hey, I have a right to remain silent. Yes, I also have a right to tell you to kiss my ass. I know the law. My daddy is a bailiff.
Does that sound familiar to you out there, Chrissy?
Yeah, that does sound very familiar. My daddy's a bailiff. I know the law.
I know the law.
Although I do keep mountain lions in my closet, though. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I guess we better not talk about what else is in your closet, but... Hey, I guess we need to announce that we've got ourselves a new sponsor.
Awesome.
We're moving into the big time. So, you know, we always try to figure out what the heck it is we're drinking on our Friday night shows. So let me cue up our ocean music here, or actually ocean sounds. And what are you drinking out there in Florida there, good buddy?
Oh, I would be having to enjoy a nice glass of High Roller Vodka. It's a sweet potato vodka that is very, very elegant. Oh, yes.
Yeah, same here.
Hello.
Same here. I've got my High Roller Vodka, and I've got it mixed in with a little pink lemonade. So I got myself some hard High Roller Vodka lemonade, and this is going to be a good night. And that is our new sponsor, by the way, for you folks out there, HighRollerSpirits.com. You'll be hearing about them more as time progresses, but we like to welcome them to the show. And probably after tonight's show, they'll decide not to be a sponsor anymore, but they're the sponsor for right now.
Yes.
And tonight, we're going country. Speaking of having pink lemonade and vodka, we're going country tonight. And
Going
country. Yes, sir. And we got ourselves a real country music singer. Found this guy through some contacts, and this guy is, like, unbelievable talent. And, in fact, I'm not even sure why he's showing up on a rinky-dink radio station like ours, but tonight we're interviewing Dayron Sharp. And, Dayron, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Dayron.
Man, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, thank you for coming on. Man, we appreciate you coming on tonight, and we've been listening to your music, and doggone it, guy, you're good.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
So how in the heck did you get involved in country music? I guess you're a Mississippi boy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How long you been singing?
Oh, we'll see. I guess I got started when I was about 8, I guess. And started playing a live band when I was 12, and I've been doing it now for about 16 years, I guess.
Well, you are, I can't understand why you're not in the Grand Ole Opry and out there in Nashville filling up the concert halls and the big coliseums. So have you got anything planned? Are you going to be moving any coliseums anytime in the near future?
Yeah, maybe. I hope so. I got quite a few dates, you know, lined up the past couple of months here, you know, kind of keeping me busy.
Well, I'm going to play some of your music tonight, and we do appreciate you coming on here on our little show. And anybody out there, let me just tell you, this guy is good. I've been a country music fan for, gosh, since I was like 4 years old. My dad used to play Hank Williams and all those types of and Ray Price and all those kind of guys. And I heard this guy, and I'm like, man, we got to get him on our show. And I would tell you, the song that kind of sets the whole mood here is that song you made called Cool Being Country. So we'll give everybody a little taste of your music, come back and talk a little bit about you and what your plans are and a little bit about your background. So everybody listen, sit back and listen to a real country singer. This is Darren Sharp and Cool Being Country.
Won't have to relearn how to two-step or make myself some rough and rowdy friends. Starting wearing faded Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Already a dog to ride on my toolbox.
To be headlining somewhere. Where are you actually headed at this point? You got some big venues going on?
Oh yeah. Well, coming up here shortly, I got to play down in Florida. Got a show in Panama City Beach, Florida. So.
Where are you playing in Florida?
At Panama City Beach, Florida. There at the Shriners, doing a thing for the Shriners and the mayor.
Okay.
And the next show I'm doing is Greenville, South Carolina.
Greenville?
Yeah.
But you are a really good. I mean, I'm just surprised. Where you been hiding, man?
I tell you, it's a kind of a tough road, you know.
Well, I was listening to your music, and I'm like, wow, this guy ought to be, like, on top notch, be playing the big time, and all those people who are out there who've never heard before. And I guess that's the first question I got to ask you. Is it Dayron or Darren?
It's Darren.
Darren?
I spell it. It's Darren. It's D-A-Y-R-O-N.
All right.
As a lot of people pronounce it Dayron, but it's actually pronounced Dayron.
Dayron, okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good stuff. So whereabouts in Mississippi did you grow up?
I grew up in Burnsville, Mississippi.
Okay.
At the axis of state line, the Tennessee state line, where Pickwick.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard of that, but...
Well, did you grow up with a guitar in your hand?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just about all my family just about plays music. My grandfather's on both sides, and grandmother's actually played some, so it's kind of been there all along, you know.
Hey, Crispy, are you a country music fan?
Me? Yes, I am. I'm more of Johnny Cash and Waylon Jennings and good old Charlie Pride and a lot of the old school guys. And Darren's music here reminds me of, it's got a lot of old school flavor to it. And whoever's playing the pedal steel, oh my God, that guy or girl is pretty good. Pretty good.
Is that your normal band, or is that just a pickup group that you use for your recordings?
Oh, that's just a studio, musicians
okay.
that I use.
Okay. Well, you got a couple of CDs out, right? You got one, I think, that you came out with when you were like 16 years old.
Oh yeah.
And if the people here are listening on the radio want to find your music. Where can they find your music? Is it sold on your website, or is it other locations? Can they find your music?
Well, I haven't actually got my new CD on my website yet, but they can go to www.darrensharp.com.
Okay. And that's spelled DayronSharp.com, right?
Yes, sir. That's it.
Well, I'm gonna play some more of your music, and I mean, it's good stuff. And we're gonna. You got a specific one that's one of your favorites, or you want me to choose?
I'll just let you choose.
All right. Well, I'm gonna play one that's close to my heart because I've been there and done this. It's called "Bad Mother Father," and
oh yeah.
I've had those situations on both ends of the stick. So for those people out there listening, this is Darren Sharp and his song, Bad Mother Father.
I'm from Jackson, Mississippi, back in the woods, where the gravel mud roads feel so good. I took my girl four-wheeling Saturday night, stumbled on an off-road that felt just right. I got her home about a quarter to three. A 6'2", 85 muscle-bound tattoo gone, hoping daddy waiting for me. He said, damn it, boy, are you some kind of fool? Now you had to go and break my only golden rule. Why can't you learn? Have you lost your mind? If you ever pull another with my daughter, you'll never want the same. That's a promise from a bad mother father. The very next weekend, I test my luck. I'd be over in an hour in my pickup truck. Flash my lights three times at the end of the drive. Take my rearview mirror as she climbed inside. I leaned to kiss her. Now
my daughter. You'll never walk the same. That's a promise from a bad mother, father. Bad mother, father. He's a bad mother, father.
And there you go. There's Darren Sharp and Bad Mother Father. And Darren, do you write your own songs?
Oh, yeah. Well, most of them, anyhow.
I have a feeling you might have had that from a personal experience.
Oh, yeah.
Crispy, have you ever had that problem when you show up at the girl's house?
Oh, let me count. This might take a long, long time.
No, that's great. That's great stuff. And you got a new CD coming out anytime soon?
Yeah, I'm hoping maybe to have everything done and ready to go by maybe probably the end of this month or going into May anyhow.
Okay.
Very cool.
Well, it is. I mean, it's amazing. The guy is like fantastic. It's like nowhere you've been hiding out. How old are you, Darren?
I'm 28.
28? Well, I don't know if you're going to go places after here. I just want you to remember us little guys when you get out there in Nashville and what's that other place called? Pigeon Hole. That's not the right place.
Pigeon Forge.
Yes, when you get out there, just remember us. We want front row seats when you start filling up those big concert halls.
Oh, man, yeah.
I want to play a couple more of your songs here while we got you, and I'm going to play another really good one here for the listeners. And by the way, anybody who's listening, make sure you go to Darren's website. It's darrensharp.com if you're interested in picking up some of his music and getting in contact with him, because this is super stuff. And I think I'm going to play I Really Did. That's another good song. And everybody listening here, just check this one out. And this one here is Darren Sharp. The song's called I Really Did.
Baby, I loved you, I really did.
Country music talent, and we just want I think you're going places. If you haven't already, you're getting ready to.
I appreciate it. I'm quite honored y'all had me on your show. I appreciate that.
Well, I don't know if anybody told you this is actually a cooking show. We talk about foodies and things like that during our Saturday morning show. We started this Friday night show a few weeks ago to introduce new talent, music talent, comedians and all. And so I have to ask the question, do you do any barbecuing or grilling or any kind of cooking out there in Mississippi?
Oh, man, yeah. I do all kinds.
Well, I was going to have to ask you, do you grill possum and raccoon, or what else do you do out there?
I don't know about no possum, but hey, raccoon's pretty good. That and rabbit.
And we do rattlesnake here in California, so between your rabbit and my rattlesnake, I think we could probably make us a pretty good barbecue.
Oh, man, yeah.
Well, don't forget down here in Florida, we got swamp monkeys, so they stay pretty good on the grill as well. Just got to dig the hair out your teeth. That's the only problem with the swamp monkey.
Well, I'm going to play another one of your songs here because I want everybody to get a good taste of your music. And this one is a very interesting song because I've been through this one myself, and it's called Cost Me Everything. This is Darren Sparks and his song Cost Me Everything.
Lose my breath when I see you. You're the kind of girl a man would hate to lose. Can't say I ain't been here before. These old boots have walked out a lot of doors. Girl, there ain't no stopping me. I hate to leave you, but I got dreams. I tell you where I'm going, but I don't know. The stars fall, they call my name. I know that it might sound insane to risk it all when there's no guarantee. So I'm heading out, even if it costs me everything. Someone told me long ago, life on this road can cost your soul. They said I didn't have a chance. I still picked up this guitar and here I am. Girl, there ain't no stopping me. I hate to leave you, but I got dreams. I tell you where I'm going, but I don't know. The stars above, they call my name. I know that it might sound insane to
risk it all when there's no guarantee. So I'm heading out, even if it costs me everything. Above me, my feet on the ground. Nothing in this world can stop me now. You know that I love you, and I hope you will wait. But if not, that's the chance I'll have to take. Girl, there ain't no stopping me. I hate to leave you, but I got dreams. I'd tell you where I'm going, but I don't know. The stars above, they call my name. I know that it might sound insane to risk your love, and there's no guarantee. So I'm heading now, even if it costs me everything. I'm heading out, even if it costs me everything.
Darren, that is great stuff. That's fantastic. What do you think, Crispy?
It's unbelievable. I'm going to have to go back when Grillion said, "Where have you been hiding, my man?" Oh, my.
Yeah, I think your agent should be, like, pretty excited to get you out there. And have you been playing, like, local honky-tonks and bars, or where have you been playing up until now?
Oh, yeah, I've been playing all over the place, just about different honky-tonks and nightclubs and just benefits and stuff like that. So,
well,
I've been staying pretty busy anyhow.
Well, I have to say, for a country music fan, you've got it nailed. And I think if you get there, it ain't always what you know and who you know. It's who knows you. And I think that the right people hear your talent, you should be going places. And you mentioned you're going to be in Florida. When is the Florida date? When is that going to happen?
It's going to be May the 16th through the 19th.
May the 16th and 19th. And then you say you're going to be where after that?
Well, before that, before then, I'm going to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of this month, March. I'll be in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay. And you're playing, what would you say you're playing there again? It was a benefit, right?
No, that's another Shriners thing. I do quite a bit for the Shriners.
Okay. Well, we do expect you to be in Branson one day. I want to see your name in lights.
Me too.
When your names are in lights, you invite Crispy and me, and we'll have some barbecued rabbit.
Yeah.
I'll be the bus driver, and Grillion can be the cooker, chef thing.
We'll just be your groupies and go around and grill for you. He'll drive the bus, and I'll grill for you. We'll just go town to town,
right.
And you do this thing, and we'll keep all the ladies straight.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, we do appreciate you coming on, and as we sign you off here, I'm going to play another one of your songs. And anybody who's listening in tonight, we appreciate you coming in and listening to Darren. I think we found ourselves quite a talent here. And do check out his website and buy some of his music and be looking for him to show up in some of the main concerts in your area, because I just have a feeling this guy's going places. And Darren, we do appreciate you stopping in here, and you're welcome to come back anytime. When you get your new CD out, make sure you touch base with us, and maybe we'll have you on again.
All right, I appreciate it.
All right, you take care, and thanks a lot. And as we sign you off, I'm going to play another one of your songs. This one is called What's Left of Me, and this is Darren Sharp, and thanks again, Darren, for stopping by.
Thank you, and have a good night.
You too.
Thank you, Gary.
Why can't I believe it's you on the phone? After all those times that you've done me wrong, and once again, I guess you found yourself all in. Leave it you on the phone. After all those times that you've done me wrong, and once again, I guess you found yourself all alone. So why? What's left of me alone? Now from an ember there comes a raging fire. Just the sound of your voice brings a burning desire. You know you'll never be mine again, and you'll be gone. So why couldn't you have left what's left of me alone? You'll always remember the one who loved you, and for once now, could you think about those things you put me through? How can I feel so much love for a heart that's cold as stone? So why couldn't you have left what's left of me alone? I'll pretend that I believe you, even though I know you're only passing through. You can make it feel so right, even though it's wrong. So why what's left of me alone? You'll always remember the one who loved you, and for once now, could you think about those things you put me through? How can I feel so much love for a heart that's cold as stone? And why couldn't you have left what's left of me alone? And why couldn't you have left what's left of me alone?
And Sharp and his song What's Left of Me. That, I mean, it's just like all I want to say, Crispy, is yeehaw. Yeehaw. Unbelievable. This guy is unbelievable. Well, we do appreciate everybody who listened in tonight. And all I can say, this guy is an excellent talent. Check him out on his website. And we do appreciate Darren coming in with us tonight. And everybody who's listening, come back next Friday night. We've got another great talent that we've located that's not country, but more modern sound that I think you're going to like. And also, for all you folks out there who are hanging in there late tonight on Friday night, don't forget to check with us on Saturday morning. Crispy, I lost you there for a second. You still with me?
Yeah, I didn't realize my phone was on mute, and I'm sitting here with all these awesome witty remarks, and I'm like, he's not even laughing. I'm like, that's great. Awesome.
Well, I figured, that's, you know what? I figured it's 12:41 at night there on the East Coast. I figured you had dozed off or something, so I just said on with the show.
Now, you said we have a great talent next week, and I was like, well, thank you very much, you kind sir. So,
well,
yeah.
Do you want to add your witty? Do you want to add your witty comment now since we got you back?
No, it's already gone. But Darren Sharp, man, like he totally has that old school sound.
Yes,
that definitely. I think country music needs to go back to instead of all the bubblegum pop country stuff that all sounds the same.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I grew up on as a kid, riding in my dad's pickup truck and listening to the country music. It's like old times all over again, but super talent.
Yep.
And, like I said, next week, that's what the whole purpose of our Friday night show is, to bring in talent and hear new music and introduce people to things they may have never heard before and talent they never heard before. And I guess you might consider us Grills Gone Wild kind of like American Idol.
But, yeah, kind of, sort of. Sort of,
right?
Ish, maybe. Of course we're better because we have many voices coming from one man. He may just need medication, like another high roller vodka drink. Tasty and elegant.
And as I was saying before we had lost you, that we do have our Saturday morning show tomorrow morning at 8:30, and we do our normal show then, which is our foodie show. Tomorrow's all about breakfast. We've got a couple of folks. We've got Pinkney, the breakfast queen, tomorrow, and we've got Chef Dallas Holt, who's going to be talking about bacon, and we got a girl who's going to be singing some music, and she's a real talent. So those people are still hanging in there with us tonight. Make sure you turn tomorrow morning, 8:30 California time. And before we sign off, you got any words of wisdom, Crispy, before we call tonight?
Just that I'm a busy man doing nothing. Oh, yeah. Thank all our listeners and fans and stuff.
And speaking of that, so that my man can do something, I tell you what I'll do, Crispy. I'll play your little ad at the end tonight. So anybody out there is looking for voiceover work or some commercial work or anything like that, make sure you give my buddy Crispy a phone call. Check out his website, and he can help you out. And we'll sign off tonight with a little plug for your website. And everybody out there, we appreciate you stopping by on Grills Gone Wild, and tune in tomorrow morning for our normal Gray and Ideas Radio, the Bad Boys of the Foodie Airways. And everybody take care and have a nice evening.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. 5506. Making noise since 1970.